Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
All right, we're going to try and get this done today. I'm not sure if Mandingo is going to join us, but welcome to Beyond Monogamy. For all of you listening the first time, welcome, welcome. You can start in the middle, and we like it because that's the best way to start a story. Hopefully you'll go back and listen to some of the other ones. If not, and if this is a returning person, this is a great topic we're going to cover today, but let me introduce the other people on the panel. I'm Janet Valentine, and
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve.
So we got three here today, and Mandingo might join us, might not. The topic we're going to cover is called family. Family sex. Okay. I know that Steve has a story because I was kind of involved in that story just a little bit, but I wanted to start with a story about Detroit Dan. And Detroit Dan and Big Dig Donnie. Let me preface this by Detroit Dan is a bluefish. He is a wonderful BBC that really is a BBC, meaning big cock. He has been invited to our parties on a regular basis. He's a wonderful bluefish, wonderful to play with. Everybody loves him. He is a hit at the parties. That's Detroit Dan. Now, Big Dig Donnie is also comes to our parties a lot. Him and his wife, Carrie, they come and play on a regular basis and have played. This particular setting was at a lake house party. We were at a lake house party. Groups of us were there for the whole weekend. Detroit Dan decided to come down on Saturday night to join us as part of the party. And his father happened to be visiting from another state. He had come in from another state and come down to the lake. Now, Big Dig Donnie lives at the lake, and he likes to take people out fishing during the day, all this other stuff. Big Dig Donnie had become friends with Detroit Dan. And so Detroit Dan said, my dad's coming down for the weekend. Would you like to hang out with him and take him fishing, all this other stuff? So, of course, Big Dig Donnie takes him out fishing. Now, it's vanilla fishing. And Detroit Dan lets him know that it's supposed to be vanilla fishing. Okay. Yes. But Big Dick Downey's problem is he thinks the whole world should be swingers, okay? Yeah. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with people knowing that you are a swinger. Right. And he will announce it at the grocery store. He will announce it
anywhere.
At the 7-Eleven getting gas, right? He will invite people to parties. We've talked about this before. He'll invite people to parties that have no idea what this is about, just because he is all about, his whole life is dedicated to being a swinger and letting the rest of the world know how much fun it is to have sex with as many people as possible. Okay. Yes. So when I heard that Detroit Dan was allowing Big Dick Donnie to take his father out for fishing and thought that he could be vanilla and not tell him the things that were going to go on at my lake house, wrong circumstances, wrong way, wrong person to have take your dad out, because he's not going to keep a secret ever, right? So Big Dick Donnie meets Detroit Dan's dad. So Detroit Dan's dad comes down on Friday. They go out fishing. And of course, he tells him that there's a big party that he needs to come to on Saturday night. He does not tell Detroit Dan's father that his son will be at the party. Okay. He does not tell Detroit Dan, oh, by the way, I've invited your father to this party. That would be too much for Big Dick Donnie to do. Okay. So let's cut to Saturday night. Right. So here we are, Saturday night. There are a bunch of people. I don't know if Steve and Elle, if you guys were there at this particular party. I don't know, because, you know, we've had a lot of parties at this place. Bunch of people were there. I'm pretty sure Missy was there. So Missy was there. A bunch of other people were there. We were all playing. There's six bedrooms, so we were all playing in the different bedrooms. And Detroit, Dan comes, plays. He is in the middle of playing. We are in a bedroom playing with five different people are in this bedroom. And into the bedroom walks Big Dick Donnie and Detroit Dan's dad. And Donnie is telling me, oh, this is going to be so much fun. You're going to be able to get to do a father and a son at the same time. Oh. Okay. I'm flabbergasted because nobody set this up. I'm sure that I don't know what Donnie has told Detroit Dan's dad. I don't know what he said. I don't know to get him there. Here he is at this party. This guy comes in. And I mean, this guy, we're not talking about, this guy's like a lawyer that is a rich lawyer who makes a lot of money. And his son does something that's a little bit more society-minded and stuff. So they already have some differences. They're already coming from different economic places. And so Detroit Dan turns to me and says, oh, my God, help me. And because it never occurs to Donnie that maybe Detroit Dan does not want to whip his dick out in front of his dad, because Detroit Dan is naked at this point. He's fucking us at this point. Oh. And the dad walks in fully clothed. So can you imagine being in a lifestyle setting and having your mom and dad walk in?
This is like a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
Right. So his... And Detroit Dan's dick is normally really hard. And I look over and it is limp. You know, if we're talking elephant snout, it is limp. Okay.
It's gone into hiding.
It has no place to hide. Okay. No. I mean, we're talking about the guy who was stopped going through an airport because the guy thought had a gun packed between his legs, and he got patted down, and the guy, and Detroit Dan turned to him and said, dude, that's my dick. Okay. That's the guy, right?
I know. Oh, yeah.
That's our reliable, wonderful bluefish who has just been accosted by his dad walking into the room, right? Mm. And Big Dick Donnie has no idea. It is not even registered with him what he has done. He thinks, I've set it up for this great fantasy where all these women can have the Big Dick son and the father, and what else is going to happen. And I'm standing next to him. He comes over to me and whispers, you have got to help me, Janet, please. And I'm trying to figure out what to do. And so somebody goes over. One of the women goes over and takes the pants off of Detroit Dan's father. And here's the thing is, Detroit Dan is an anomaly. He did not inherit the elephant snout from his father. This was proven when his pants were taken down. It's normal size, but when you put normal size compared to big elephant size,
yeah,
I don't know where he got it from. He didn't get it from his dad, or that's not his real dad. I don't know. I don't care.
It's from the mother's side. It's from the mother's side.
Right. So it's from the mother's side or whatever. So you know me, I want everybody to enjoy themselves at the party. I want to stop this from happening. So I can't remember who it was. It's either Missy or Al or one of the other women. And I said, I'm going to go over and get this guy on the bed, the father. I want you to take Detroit Dan out of the room and take him downstairs to the living room, to the basement and the other room. I don't care. Fuck him down there. I will take care of this guy. And so me and the other woman, I cannot remember which one it was. Doesn't matter. Whoever she was, she completely understood. All of us understood what was going on except for Big Dick Donnie, who was oblivious to what he had just done. He thought he had set up the perfect fantasy, the father-son. Oh. Who wouldn't want to be done by the father and son? Not me, okay?
And not the son.
Right?
No. Not the son. Oh, certainly not. No,
who had not told his father about this proclivity, who had not told his father about any of this stuff. Oh. Total surprise and panic across Detroit Dan's face. Yeah, so those women take him downstairs, and one of them, the very last person they take downstairs, is Big Dick Donnie. Thank you, God. Because I was going to have to deal with Big Dick Donnie and Detroit Dan's daddy at the same time. DDD.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, mm-mm. Okay. So I took this guy on the bed. I shut the door. I played with him for 2 hours. And to me, that's a lifetime in a party.
Wow.
That is unbelievably.
That is. Right.
Holy
2 hours. I mean, I was playing with this guy. It was so hard to get off. He was one of these pinch my nipple, but pinch this left nipple and pinch it this way and not that way. And I was doing all that stuff. And he was, I got him to come the one time. And then we're laying there and I'm trying to talk sexy talk. And he's trying to talk legal bullshit. You know, professional stuff. And I'm just like, do you understand? I'm thinking to myself, do you understand this is a sex party? We don't even bring this stuff in. He started to talk politics. I told him, no. Oh, I know that you're new. I don't know that you don't know the rules, but the rules are no politics at these parties. You want to talk politics, you do it Sunday afternoon after you step out of this house. Okay. That's you right. Do not talk politics. You do not talk about your children. You don't talk about anything else. He's asking me questions about Detroit Dan. I tell him I am not the mother of him. I am not going to tell him about his son that I was taught a long time ago not to talk about people, that if he wanted to know these things, he could ask his son later at another time about this situation, other than to tell you that you have raised a very fine man. And you know, so I endured 2 hours of bullshit conversation along with one, you know, a half hour was what it took me to get him to come. Hour and a half laying there with that guy and talking bullshit. I mean, you want to talk about grocery lists were up on the ceiling. I was counting how many holes were on, you know, in the ceiling.
I'd be chewing my arm off.
Counting the blinds over there, looking, saying, oh, I should have cleaned up that spider web or whatever. That was all in my head. That stuff is marching through my head, and I'm trying to be the entertainer, all at the same time dealing with my seething anger at Big Dick Donnie for once again putting me in a stupid situation because You're too dumb to see that your fantasy might not be that son's fantasy. You got to kind of ask him or say, is it okay if I do this? None of that was done. No chance. No, is it okay? Does your father know? I want to talk to him about that. No, no chance. No,
that's just terrible.
So, you know, that whole thing about be careful about your fantasies, because if they come true, number one, this was never my fantasy. Number two, even if it was, I think I'd be thoroughly disappointed after that, because you realize no son wants to fuck in front of his father.
No, it's out of the natural order. It's just not, you know, it's just not. I mean, I know both are well over 40, you know, way into adulthood, but no, I don't care. That is just one of those, I don't know. Now, like I said, I've done brothers, but not at the same time, but not the father-son thing, and especially not at the same time. I mean, somebody's going to be, uncomfortable. And if they aren't, I'd be more concerned.
So I have another family story to tell, and this is the reason Steve has been invited in on this one, because he's involved in this one.
Ooh.
Okay, so the thing is, I talked about that you go on these websites, C4P, SLS, you make profiles of yourself, you don't use your real names, you create a name for yourself as a couple, okay, and you sometimes, some people really do use their real first names, but most people make up some name, and then you put pictures up, and most of the time the pictures up don't have your face in it, or you have a mask on or something, so that you could not be identified as that person. Yes, all the guys, for some odd reason, want to take a picture of the dick by itself, as if I can tell anything by that. Okay. If you don't take a picture of your dick next to a ruler, I don't have any idea if it's big or small. Okay, give me some perspective. If you're going to pick a golf ball, fine, or whatever, right? You're going to put your dick pic up there. And
put it next to a ruler.
Something.
They put it next to the Febreze bottle. You know, the can of Febreze. I'm going, okay, so happy is that? You know what?
If you're making a profile right now, here's going to be a PSA, okay? Don't do it in the bathroom. I'm just telling you, you're going to forget something, and everybody can tell it's in your bathroom. You know, go to another room, go anywhere else in your house, go anywhere. Get out of the bathroom. There's nothing that is less sexy than seeing that can of Febreze or a roll of toilet paper, you know? And somebody's trying to flex and be sexy.
Right.
Like, no.
Okay. So, and you're right. So there's, and that was the other PSA I was going to get to. Please make sure you don't have anything that's really going to identify you. Okay. And you may think it's a special feature of yours, but if it can be the special feature that determines that you are somebody.
Yeah.
Don't make it so it's identifiable. Okay. So now we're going to cut to this particular couple. We will call them the couple from up north. Do we need to make up names for them, or do we just call them the couple from up north?
It's
going to
get
confusing.
Fun, yeah.
The northern couple. Okay. We had, my hubby and I had met them personally. We enjoyed dinner with them, had a great time. Loved talking to them, we became friends with them. Okay. And then we would meet them to play on a regular basis. And these people were regulars that would come to our parties. Okay. So I kind of liked it, because it got to be for a while where I was not so much into the guy anymore, but hubby was still into her. So it meant we could invite him to a party, and it didn't matter. I could easily avoid him if I wanted to avoid him. Okay. So this couple and us became friends. I mean, we were friends to the point of becoming friends with them on Facebook and stuff. I mean, regular friends with benefits, but you don't have to tell anybody else this is how you met them. We met them at a party or at a restaurant or whatever. We just started talking to these people. So we were good friends with this couple. And this couple were regulars coming to our parties. And then Steve and Al started coming to our parties and also met this couple from the North, also played with this couple from the North. Okay. Another data point. Her hair was really long. Not as long as Missy's. Missy's got really long hair, but her hair was really long and a distinctive color and very, very long. And I didn't notice it because I don't look at couples' profiles. That's what hubby does. Okay. I don't look at couples' profiles, but on their profile, they took a picture of her laying on the steps with her face covered, but naked, and her hair traveling down the steps to the second floor of their home. Ooh. Distinctive steps. Okay. So anybody going through there is going to look at that and go, that is her, and that is her home. Okay, yeah. You're going to know it. If you know anything about them, if you've been in their home, you see that picture, you know that's her, that's her home. Okay, so that's the one big data point. So we all knew them, met them, whatever, okay? So one of the parties, I can't remember if it was at a party or we'd gone out to dinner with Steve and Elle. Maybe it was the mouthwash guy. We were discussing something before or afterwards with it. I don't know. Steve brings up the point that he was at this party and this woman did something with him that he'd never had done before. And that it was amazing. And he told us and called her the ball stretcher. And now I'm going to let Steve tell you his part of the story.
Oh, yes.
We had gone to a party in one of the open house parties. And we had met this couple before. So no big deal. Well, did not know that she was really into ball stretching. So I said, okay. I said, I'm game. Knowing me, yes, I'm game. And she was really, I said, yes. So we go upstairs and she sits there. And next thing you know, we have everybody at this party is crowded in the room or in the doorway watching her stretch my balls, twist them and roll them and just play with them for about 15 minutes. That was her kink and that was her thing. And it was fun, but it was just great. So we get there and thinking, they said, oh yeah, so and so, here we are. So we look on C4P or SLS, whatever, there, and said, gave us their real names. They find us on Facebook. I look on Facebook and I see her someplace, not at their place, but at another place that is very, very familiar. So we were at Bill's house party. And that's why I told you about the situation, I think.
He runs in and he goes, you're never going to believe this. And I mean, he's like, Steve is like a little kid at this point. You're never going to believe this. And I was like, okay, because I've, I've been through a lot. I can believe a lot of things. And
I can't wait.
He goes, guess who ball stretcher is?
And now a word from our sponsor.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
I'm like, I don't know, who is Paul Stritcher? And he goes, it's the couple up north's daughter-in-law. And her husband is the son.
Oh.
Yeah.
He goes, and he looks at me and he goes, I fucked the mother and the daughter.
And I ain't telling the mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, wow.
Well, he tells me this at the party, and he tells me, I fucked them both, and he said, He goes, I don't know if they know. I don't know if they know that each other is in the lifestyle. And so this starts a big conversation at the party because everybody knows the couple from up north. Not all of them know the ball stretcher, but we have this discussion. And then we start to find out, I am talking to her on a daily basis, almost as a friend. And she's telling me, well, that they can't go on a certain cruise because they're going to be watching their grandchildren. And I know that the cruise that they wanted to go on is a swinger cruise. And I'm pretty damn sure that the people, the ball stretching people, are probably also going to go on that swimming cruise. So the thing is that that swingers cruise. So the thing is that, you know, you, they are the babysitter of the grandchildren. So if the ball stretchers go into a party, it means that the people from up north are watching their children. They're not going to be at the same party. So are they going to run into each other? And so we are all, for a year, we are all wondering, do they know that each of them are in the lifestyle? And right, they've got to know. And it has, it becomes a topic of conversation, especially because of the picture that she has on her thing. They got to know. They got to look at that and go, yeah, that's my mom.
She I did. Mean, the Northern couple wife. Yeah. We were at another party and the topic came up about that. And she goes, well, we've heard that they might be in the lifestyle. I said, they know might about it. You know,
right,
they are the lifestyle. But yeah, so you just never know.
So, and basically, probably a year later, we were somewhere, I can't remember where we were. We were not at a party. We were just at something personal that we were at. And the thing is, I went to a family function they had one time. They had a birthday party for the father. And I had never met the ball stretcher, and it was all I could do when she came in to not say, hi, ball stretcher.
Yeah.
And so I think eventually one day she was saying something about, we were talking about whether or not my children knew. And I was telling her the story of Doc kissing me in front of my daughter and some other stuff. And she was telling me, then she looks at me and you could see the look on her face. And I read it. And I said, you do know that your son and daughter-in-law are in the lifestyle. And she goes, oh yeah, we know that.
Oh.
And I go, well, then why didn't you tell us? Cause we've all been talking about you behind your back for the last 2 years. And she said, we've come to the conclusion that it's okay. And she goes, and if you haven't noticed, I've taken down that picture of my hair on the stair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Good deal.
So, you know, she's like, yeah, we figured it out. And I was, because it was like, eventually, how do you do that? Because Hubby's joke has always joked about how, what's the worst word you can do at the party, here at the party. And he said, oh, it's hi, uncle. What do you do? I mean, because like before, I've been at some, what Steve calls open houses, or they're open to anybody who wants to come. You don't have to be verified. You just show up, and you're a little bit riskier, but you also have a bigger selection of people to choose from. You just don't know what you're getting. It's not necessarily vetted. So that's open house. But some of these open parties, I've heard of people, I know I've run into a person I've worked with, and I know that Lola and Kyle, the COVID couple, were talking about, he was at an event and he was the speaker, and he looked out in the audience, and one of the professional people out in the audience was a woman from the parties.
Wow.
So then, yeah. And then it was just like, okay. You know, he was the presenter, and you deal with that later. And the thing is, what you realize there is it's mutual destruction, right? So you can't say, hey, I saw you at the swinger party. You can't say that in front of everybody else, because you're going to shoot yourself too. Right. So it's the threat of mutual destruction that kind of works there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ball stretcher.
The ball stretcher. And you said it was good, huh?
Yes. Yep. Oh. It was. So It was quite
she
enjoyable.
She didn't use a device. She just used her hands.
No, just your hands. Oh. She loved. So.
Okay.
I did not know we were going to be the main attraction at the party that night. So.
Woo woo.
Yeah. So.
The way that it works.
That's right. Yeah. You know, talking about family, we were met a couple, and they went to a house party, and they told us about it. They ran into their daughter, same house party. So they then made a rule. We will not go. One lived on the north side of town, one lived on the south side of town. So they got a line of demarcation. Said, we will not go to any parties above this avenue or street. You don't come to anything south of this. And so they were. And so I guess they worked it out. But it has to be weird to go to a sex party and see a relative.
It's bad enough
seeing somebody that you didn't know was in, or that someone you didn't want to know.
Exactly.
But to see a relative would be crazy, unless they're both in it.
Right. And so I know it'll be for another podcast because Mandingo hasn't showed up, but he does have a story about the relatives that were into it. I personally don't want to be anywhere near my children at one of these parties.
No.
You know, if I walked out and saw my child,
no.
I would be making a hasty exit, and I don't know if I would hang out ever again in that area. I mean, I would have to move and go to a lifestyle party a couple of hours away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh. Well, I might start wearing a mask.
Yep.
Well, you and I have distinctive bodies, so wearing a mask is not going to work.
It's going to be,
hi, Mom.
Oh, that has to be the two words that would be the worst of any of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. I mean, because I remember the shock, the fascination in Steve's voice when he was like, you're never going to guess who Paul Stretcher's parents are.
Yeah, that was...
And that you'd played with both of them.
Yes. Well, you know, that, and then, go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you, and I'll let you finish because mine's going to pop this bubble. Go ahead.
I was just going to, you know, that's like the sisters with who I played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one we all know. And so we had been playing. Well, then she and her boyfriend asked us to dinner. Said, well, my sister's in town, yada, yada, yada. We all go to dinner. We get to meet. Next thing you know, the sister's calling us wanting to play. So we go, so we get together. Then we're at the same party the same night. So round one was sister number one. Round two was sister number two, you know. So not the same time. I did not have a threesome with them, but, you know, same party. And they didn't have a problem at all with it. They said, the only rule is we don't play together. I said, well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? You know, to some people, that may be a fantasy. Oh, I want to play with twins, have a threesome with twins. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Right. And that may be a fantasy. But again, Big Dick Donnie, he just threw in Detroit Dam like it was a great thing to do. It's a great thing. We're going to have father and son. When it was definitely not Detroit Dan's fantasy. And, you know, that whole, how do you keep your dick hard when, you know, your dad's standing in the room?
Yes.
No, that's a...
No,
a major flaw.
Well, and so I also, this brings up another topic, and I know this is going to be, I know we've spent a lot of time on this one, so we'll have it for another podcast, but the doc, him and his wife told their children that they were in the lifestyle, and then they outed me and my husband to the children. And the thing is, the children were somebody that we saw sometimes on during the day in a business setting.
That's not cool.
That's why I don't see the doc anymore. You know, because he's like, we are so happy. We wanted to let them know why we were so happy. Why are you angry with us? Because you outed me.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
You talked about
Swingers Anonymous. okay? Swingers Anonymous. Yes. You don't say anybody's name.
Right. It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club, okay?
That's right.
You don't talk about Fight Club. That's right. He's like, well, I'm so happy you really opened up our relationship. They asked me why we're so happy. They were accusing us of all this other stuff. They were accusing us of using drugs. So I had to tell them. You did not have to tell them that you were going to parties at my house. Yeah. You did not have to tell them that I really know how to fuck, okay? Because I don't want younger kids that might know my children and might be involved in that. I don't want that. And the thing is, you broke a big trust when you want to tell your kids, that's great, but you don't tell them who you did it with.
No.
And you don't tell them how, and you don't tell them where. And you definitely don't tell them if they're going to be in a professional setting with that person that you've played with.
No, that's
he told people at the gym.
Oh, good grief.
He told people at the gym to the point that someone that I know that I was doing professional work with said, I heard some things about you or you this person. And I did the whole, you know, I'm so wild. Everybody tells crap about me all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I did not really deny it, but I did not really confirm it because I'm not going to do that. But at the same time, you know, telling your children?
No.
Why?
No.
I mean, I have given excuses. I've thought about it for a long time. We have discussed this between me and my husband and said, you know, should we forgive him? Should we? No, because he's not going to change. Just like Big Dick Donnie is never going to change. They don't understand the stigmatism that comes along with saying I'm a lifestyler. I'm a swinger. And
it's nobody's business. It's nobody's
even though statistics show, I think it's something like 38% of the people now are in open relationships and are technically swingers. That's supposed to be it. But I don't care. It's not your business.
That's right.
And it's not your children's business to know my business.
Amen.
You know, if you want to tell them that you have sexually found, you know, a new enlightening thing, but you're not going to, don't explain it further to them. You don't have to, you can tell them the truth, but not the whole truth, not the detailed truth.
Well, why would you even, couldn't you just say, hey, you know what? We found a way to, our relationship is just in a really good spot and leave it. It's definitely not your kids' business. And it's definitely not. I mean, I don't even care if they're, you know, adult children that are much older. Like this,
they were adult children that had their own kids.
Yes.
I think he was trying to recruit them into this and to say, your life is going to be so much better if you do this. Don't try to recruit your children.
Don't recruit anybody, baby.
They're going to
let them find it on their own. That's right. That's how the rest of us got here. Wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it dark. But it's just where I went.
So unethical.
But it's good that people know this and can hear this also, though, Janet, you know, to know what's out there and how to handle things. You know, he's the same one. The first time we met the doc was at your first party we went to at your house, Janet, after we met you and them, is he came to me and he says, oh, my God. Steve, I said, what? He goes, you need to have Janet teach Al how to give a blowjob. I'm going, what? He said, Janet taught my wife how to give the best blowjob. I'm going, Doc, one of the reasons I married my wife is because she knows how to suck a cock, you know, point blank, you know. I said, that was one of the reasons, you know. I said, thank you for the advice. I said, I will test that theory out, which is, it's quite well, but, you know, I said, you don't go out there and just tell people that's crazy shit like that.
And I know why. I know he got so excited because I fixed something. You know, that's me. If somebody comes up to me and says, my wife doesn't know how to give a really good blowjob, can you help her? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and explain.
If she wants help. Yeah.
Right. And that's how I start. I start out with, hey, Doc says that you really don't care to do these. Can we help? Can I help you explore that more? And then we did it. I talked to her about it. I actually had a couple of other women that we discussed it, because I got to tell you, when you're down there on a break in the kitchen or whatever, eating or whatever, and you can't talk about your grandkids and you can't talk about medical shit and you can't talk politics, then you may as well talk about technique and skill, because this is the place that you can talk about technique and skill.
That's right.
Right. And so that's where the discussion starts out. And then we have a discussion. And I might have been sitting at the table and told it to two or three different people. Just like Roger's always trying to get me to show people how to do anal sex if you want to do anal sex, making the assumption that most people hate it. Well, it's part of that stigmatism. It's not, you know, it's more about your attitude. Same thing. And so all I did with her was change her attitude and then let her figure out how to do it and make her shine. And Dak was so excited about it that he wanted me to teach. He wanted me to teach the world. You know,
he did.
He was so into this, but there was no line. There was no privacy line. And the thing is, what goes on in the house, what goes on in the lake house, does not get talked about outside of the house. And sometimes if you're in the house with family, you don't talk about it at all. Don't talk to my kids about this.
Yeah, that's... Well, and I don't want to scare people off and think that this happens a lot, but it does happen. I think that sometimes we get folks that are new in the lifestyle and they're almost over excited about it, like you mentioned, and they just jump in head first and think, you know, the world has changed. Or it's somebody who's never really had sex, and now this whole new world has opened up. So you could be a 50-year-old man and you're just now getting blowjobs, you know, and whoa. So the world is just so exciting. And I've seen that, you know, but we're here to tell you, you still don't out anybody ever, ever, ever. You become friends with them. You may socialize. You may vacation together. You never ever tell somebody else that you have sex with them, unless you go to parties together and you meet other people through parties. But no, you don't. No, that's really, it's poor manners. And it's very self-centered. And yeah, it's just not done.
I would call it self-centered. I know that in his heart, it wasn't, he was just being the Doc, and Big Dick Donnie was just being Big Dick Donnie, you know. You're but right. Dude, do you pay attention to your surroundings and don't put your stuff on other people? You know, don't assume that your fantasy is that person, well, especially if it's that, what do I say? Dangerous or risky or avant-garde. I don't know. You know, I cannot imagine being somewhere and having my mother or father walk into the room when I'm fucking.
No, no.
Just.
Oh, no.
No. No, 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 no.
Right?
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, the thing was, like, when I was done with the 2 hours with the dad, we went downstairs. Everybody was pretty much finished playing the big stuff. They were back upstairs, and Detroit Dan had his clothes all the way back on. And he was like, I think it's great, Dad, that you did this, but I think it's time for you to go back over to Donnie's house. And the two of them went back over to Donnie's house. And you could tell, I don't know. So this is also how Donnie operates. He might have had Carrie, his wife, take them over to his house and say, I'm going to fuck around still before I come back over. Because Big Dick, that's Big Dick Donnie. You know, I cannot. And the only thing I did get was a nice note from him the next week on C4P or SLS or somewhere. He had texted me or sent me a note and said, thank you very much for what you did. I really appreciate it. And that was all that was said. I never brought it back up again because I knew you bring that thing back up, that's going to make that giant dick go limp, and I don't want that to happen.
Yes.
That's right. Our girl, Janet. That's our girl. Oh.
Yeah, I think we've taken this family one to a while. I think I'm going to have to interview Mandingo at another time. He may be a little put off by all of us because we're so open because we've been with each other for so long and understand there's that is the beauty of the lifestyle. It's like Fight Club. When you're in it and you are in a safe space to talk about it, and you then you can discuss things like this and know that it's not going to go any further. It's not going to hurt you professionally. It's not going to go to your children and hurt your family life or your friends. And as right. Barbie has always said, there's nothing better than lifestyle friends.
Yeah.
Just because of the trust.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. We spent a vanilla week on vacation with the tornado and the cowboy.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
Completely vanilla. Last podcast I did, they were sitting outside around the campfire and I was inside on the podcast. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So we have developed lifelong friends and
they are the nicest people. They are.
Yeah. You know, and what's great is, Elle and I are the newbies, the young ones, and we've been in it for 8 years now. And we've developed, you know, we've known the two of you and Roger 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Right. And the tornado and the cowboy, we've known them for about 7 years, 8 years. So it's a lifelong friendship. It's been great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Once you've seen people naked and had sex with them, you've kind of, you know,
kind of broken down a lot of barriers.
You pretty much talk about anything.
Yeah, you have a pretty big trust one, and then you also know there are certain things you stay away from if you want to stay friends. So
that's right.
And we're all grown-ups, and that's the best part. So,
all right, for all of you flies on the wall that listen today, thank you for listening. If you want us to cover a certain topic, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Email either Roger or me. There's a contact us button right there. Leave a tip for Mandingo, the producer, because he does this for free. And he does a great job of producing. He's the one that's responsible for that great Slickums commercial. Maybe soon we'll have Dick Dippers and be able to switch them back and forth.
Hopefully, and non-alcoholic.
That's true.
Dick Dippers.
I don't know if I want an alcoholic Dick Dipper. That would not be good on the dick.
No, that's what he had dropped his dick into a drink, and then you sucked on it and said it tasted good. That was not
for all you people who listen to the end faithfully and you don't know what the heck we're talking about, go back and find that podcast where we talk about Dick Dippers. It's got that in the description. Yeah. Send us your topic ideas, tip the producer, and hopefully y'all will come again and come again and come again. That does it for us.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.